Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall.
29 degrees here at the KTLO studio. Good morning, everyone. It is 8:05. We welcome you to another edition of Jack the Car Guy. I'm Matt Sharp joining you from the studio. And Jack, as always, coming to us from his Never Done Garage. Good morning, Jack.
Good Car Guy morning. It is a beautiful, or it was a beautiful sunrise this morning. It was reddish and orangish. Looks like it's going to be a good day. We'll find out when we get the weather, but it looks real good, moderate and everything. I'm glad the blue blood supermoon is gone.
Yeah, me too.
Daisy, my little dog, my big dog, my hound, was loving that moon. She would commune with it. She would commune with it every night. And now she's calming down. Every night. But she was just celebrating, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, she was better last night.
It wasn't the same.
Karsten, what is he doing?
You know, he does some maintenance on your chairs. Right now, he's treating the leather.
I wish you could see Steiner, listeners. He has come in late with a bucket of cleaning supplies, and he's treating the leather on the chair.
And you know, he's got to be the only person I know that has a Yeti cooler and uses it as, oh, it's the Yeti bucket, and uses it for his shoe cleaning equipment.
Oh, you don't know what you all miss not showing up here for this show. This is...
Can I give you my jacket?
Okay. All right, let's get started here. We'll just let him continue with his cleaning. Well, the car guy has come into the 21st century, I want you to know. I got me a new Power Probe 3. Ever since I had that problem with the headlights on my truck and buying the wrong or the bad bulbs and everything, I have determined I got the Power Probe 3. Now this thing, I have put my old I put my old probe light in retirement. Not at the Smithsonian. I've retired it. This new one, not only will it check the ground for you, it checks voltage. It's got a little bitty meter, tells you how many volts you get. It has power source. You can power little electric motors and stuff directly from it. It's a continuity tester. I love that. It's got a sound feature. Like when you touch it and you have continuity, it goes beep. The old guy doesn't have to look to see if the light's working and stuff.
You can't see very well.
Can't see, but I can hear.
And I can't hear very well. So.
I love it. And you know what else? I ordered it. Actually, Rick ordered it for me. But it came special. It's black with orange flames. It's great. I love it. And I even read the book. I read the book that came with it, the owner's manual, and I watched the video. Yeah, I did it all. So I am ready. Now, we're going to have a fun trivia question today. Actually, Karsten came up with it, and I'm going to let him ask it later on when we come back from the break. Last week we talked about when headlights were first legal and all dual headlights were legal, and this week we're going to talk about taillights. And Karsten came up with this, so I'm going to let him do it. But we've got a collector's item for a prize this week. It's a KTLO coffee mug. Yes, yes, I thought you'd never think you'd never get to have one of them, but we are.
Is it new?
Hardly used.
Oh.
Hardly used. But it's that's the prize. Last night, after we gorged ourselves with pizza and birthday cake, John brought a little helicopter, one of those kind you see on TV that goes by itself and goes all around. Well, we played with that until we crashed it. And then I had a show I wanted to show everybody with the guys. I had watched it. I saved it for them. And it was about... Steiner, stop it. Can you hear him scrubbing with that brush? Matt, can you hear him? Matt's gone.
No, sorry about that. What's up?
Can you hear him making noise with that scrub brush? Okay.
Not quit. Really, no.
Well, I told him to quit. All right. Anyway, we had this thing that I had recorded, and we were all sitting down to watch it because it had it compared a 78 Gremlin with a Prius. And, you know, both of them were the economy cars of their day. The Gremlin in its day was thought of as ahead of its time and an economy car. And the Prius, we all know, was the leader in hybrids. You know, we all give it that. Well, so they had it, and they were going to race it and compare the mileage and all that stuff. So they were doing that. And the Prius, of course, got by far the best mileage, and the Prius out-accelerated the Gremlin on the freeway, and
not for long.
And then they wanted to race it backwards, and they finally found something the Gremlin could beat it at. It beat it in reverse, and then they took it to the racetrack and they raced them at Willow Springs, at the road course, and the Gremlin went around, sort of, and then they took the Prius out there. Now, this was a used Prius. It had 289,000 miles on it before they got it. So they took it out there, and it was winging around, and it was going to beat the Gremlin by four. And then all of a sudden, they start hearing all this racket, and they wondered.
All of a sudden, the rock started knocking.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the rock started knocking. And then they, everybody said, well, is that coming from the car? And then the next thing you know, there's a puff of smoke. And then the next thing you know, there was flames out from under it, and then they were pulling off, and they put a window in the side of the poor little Prius block. Then, because they wanted to do the right thing, because they knew that it would want a proper funeral, they decided to be ecologically sound, and they were going to recycle the Prius. So they loaded it in a trailer, or no, they were flat towing it. They towed it to a recycle center in Arizona.
You're jumping it. How did they tow it, and what happened?
Well, they couldn't tow it because you can't tow a Prius, right, John? You can't move it without the motor running. You can't move it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They were trying to figure out how to do that because they were flat towing it on the ground. So they were in a hurry, so they got under it with a cutting torch and cut the axles off.
And then towing it with the Gremlin.
Towing it with the Gremlin. So on their way to Arizona, they blew a tire on the Gremlin, spun around, crashed both of them, didn't tear them up, didn't roll them, just spun them. Anyway, they called a rollback. He carried them on to their destination, and the destination was a place that had a tank.
A military tank,
a 50-ton military tank. And they said that they were going to recycle the Prius. So they lined up, and they smashed it. And we was all laughing and hollering, and John got a tear in his eye. That tank went right down the middle of that Prius and smashed it. The windows popped out. It crushed it. I mean, you know it would. But then the camera swung around, and the whole side of the Prius was standing upright. I mean, it looked like a brand new Prius, but it was only 2 inches wide.
Still open the doors.
They went over and opened the door. Now, that's pretty good structural integrity. Well, then they turned back around, backed over it, and it flattened the whole thing. But I thought that Prius has got some, still open the door. That's pretty cool. So we're just big boys, and we got out of control last night.
Yeah.
It was model night, remember. So. All right, Matt, are we about ready for a first break?
Well, we would be. I didn't know if you heard the sound there.
Oh, I didn't. Do we have a call?
Yes, we do.
Oh, let's take that call.
All right. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call if you live in Baxter County is 425-5522. Otherwise, you can call us toll-free at 888-884-0364. You can also email your questions and your comments to the show. The address there is carguy@ktlo.com. Let's go to line 3. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
All right, lay it on me.
Do we got any racing today?
Nope, there's no racing today. They teased us last week with that 24-hour race, and then nothing today, but starting on next Thursday, there will be races. They're going to start at Daytona.
Okay, well, I thought we would have a 24-hour race.
No, that was last week.
Oh.
Yep, it was the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and it was won by a Cadillac.
Okay.
And then the favorite Chevrolet Corvette in the next class of cars was beat by a Ford. It was everybody was shocked because they thought the Corvette would win for sure, but in racing, you never know.
Okay, and also, I would like to know when is the qualifying for the Xfinity and the Cup Series gonna start.
You know, I have got that written down somewhere. I don't have it in my mind. I think the cup is qualifying on Thursday as part of the program in conjunction with the Twin 125s, I think.
And what about the Xfinity Series?
I think they're qualifying Friday. You know, I really shouldn't say. I had it all on a piece of paper, and I don't have it here in front of me. We'll look that up, and I'll have it before the show's over, okay?
Okay, see ya.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, let's take our break. And we need to get the weather, don't we?
Yep, we do.
Well, let's get the weather.
All right. In your forecast, today will be mostly cloudy. Highs will be near 45 degrees. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain this evening. Lows will be near 32. Mostly sunny on Sunday, highs near 44 degrees. Temperatures falling into the mid-30s. And then Sunday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows will be near 18, so bundle up that night. And then sunny on Monday, highs near 45 degrees. And then it looks like another chance of precipitation will begin Monday night. And right now, it's calling for a chance of mixed precipitation, not only rain, but also light snow. And actually, the greatest chance of freezing precip will be Tuesday morning, a 90% chance of light freezing rain and light snow that morning.
What time?
What time?
Yeah, early.
I can't pinpoint it down right now.
Okay.
that well, so.
Okay.
But I can tell you the chances of snow will begin. We'll begin Monday evening, just a slight chance, but as we get into the early morning hours, that'll start to increase.
Okay, well, we just need to be cautious about it.
Yep, absolutely. Currently, the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar is showing no precipitation in the Twin Lakes area. At last check, North Fork Dam was running 2 units with lake levels at 546.20. Bull Shoals was running 7 at 652.87. Our high yesterday was 38. Our low this morning is 28. Right now, we are at 29 degrees. And so we will take a break and be back with more in just a moment. It is 18 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Have you seen Carwayne's Nursery's landscape crews before and after photos on Facebook? If you have, then you know that there is no job too big or too small for Carwayne's Nursery's landscape crew. When you call 425-6966 for your free landscape estimate, you will find yourself with great customer service and a job well done. Carl Wayne's Nursery's landscape crew offers free landscape estimates, so there's no reason not to call today. That's 425-6966 for your free landscape estimate. That's 425-6966.
What single quality builds respect deeper than any other? What brings security in relationships? What characterizes those who always seem to succeed? Consistency. I'm Renata Jenkins Byler, the third generation at Roller Funeral Homes. We work hard every day to maintain that consistency with respect, steady service, and security you can count on today, tomorrow, and since 1881. Roller Funeral Home, with all our respect.
The tradition continues at Gaston's with their romantic Valentine's dinner specials. Enjoy surf and turf with filet mignon and a broiled lobster tail, duck breast moutarde, grilled swordfish, prime rib, and more, plus appetizers and their extensive dessert table, all while surrounded by the setting that can only be described as breathtaking. Make this Valentine's Day truly special at Gaston's, 431-5203. Gaston's, simply the best there is. River Road, Lakeview.
Officer, these people really fooled me. This appliance store doesn't even offer service on the stuff they sell. What about my warranty?
Book 'em, Dano. The evidence is clear. This store is guilty of failing to meet customer needs. Sir, let this be a lesson to you. The only place to shop for appliances or TVs is Shays Appliance in Mountain Home.
Shays Appliance, where large inventory, quick delivery, great prices, and servicing everything they sell is standard procedure. It'd be a crime to shop anywhere else.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Bring them down.
Do what?
Oh yeah, bring them down. Ooh, I didn't know that was so long.
You did. I was kind of surprised when I saw you picked that. I was like, I thought, really?
Well, I knew I liked it, but I didn't know it went on for eternity.
It's about a 7 minute song.
Oh, and most songs are three, right? Isn't that the average?
Yeah, typically a radio song is usually like three or four.
Whew. Okay. Well, we're back.
All right.
That was almost like those 7-Eleven country songs. They have seven words and they sing them 11 times.
Go sit in your clean chair.
I got to say something. I got to thank these guys for, first, Miss Pam baked me a cake that looked like a Volkswagen bus, and Jack helped her come up with a picture of a Volkswagen bus. And then they gave me a card, but it's not a birthday card. It's a sympathy card.
It's all we had.
And the one that John says, it says, like, well, Jack says, bless your heart, and you know the underlying meaning there.
Oh, man.
Carson says, remember one step at a time, and Pam says, sorry you have to go through this, but John says, joy comes in the morning, and I'm cleaning the chair up. I can't wait till joy gets here.
All right. In answer to Alan's question, let me go quickly over it. Next weekend, Saturday, February 10th, they'll start practice. Sunday, February 11th, the Cup cars will qualify at 11:15, and then they'll have the Clash race, which is 75 laps, and then the Thursday, the Camping World starts practicing, and then they have the duels on Thursday, which are always great fun. Those are the two races where they race for position. And then Friday, there is more practice. The Truck Series qualify and race. Saturday, more practice. And then Xfinity qualify and race. And then Sunday, the Monster Energy Cup race.
That's the 15th.
The 15th. Sunday the 18th is the race. Right. This is Daytona race. So now we got it, okay? Thanks, Alan. Thank you for asking me. I should have been more prepared. I appreciate him calling his questions. Keep me on my toes. All right, are we ready to do the trivia, Matt?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and I told you that last week we talked about the headlights. This week the question is about taillights, and everybody's going to need to listen close because Carson, in his very best English, is going to try to phrase the question so you can understand it. Go ahead, Carson. In your best English, ask the question.
Okay, in my best English. The question today is, in what year became sequential turn signals legal in all states?
Okay, that was very clear.
What does that mean?
What year did all states approve the use of sequential taillights?
425-5522 or 888-884-0364. And if you'd like to call in, let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, I want to speak to Jack.
You're on the show.
Okay, yeah, it was 1959.
No, but that's a good guess. That's a good guess, but that's not it.
All right.
What car was you thinking it was in 59?
It was Chrysler, if I remember right.
Yeah, that was a good guess. Chrysler was always thinking of the new, but that's not it.
All right.
All right, thanks for trying. And let's see. At the moment, we don't have any other takers.
Oh, now don't be afraid, guys. What's the matter with Posey?
Well,
Posey the quitter.
Maybe Carson knows how to stump people.
Yeah, he does. We got the Posey model. It's over there. It's got glue all over it. Unfinished.
All right, here we go. Now the phones are lit up. Let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Can I talk to Jack, please?
You're on with us, Bill.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, why come we're instant today?
Huh?
How come we're instant today? I answer the phone and you're there.
Oh, yeah. We've got new technology.
Yep, something like that.
Wrong button pushed.
Yeah.
A black and 64 Thunder Chicken.
Well, Posey, I'm enjoying this so much you have no idea. You're wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's awful. At least while I had a guess.
Yes, thanks for calling. We so appreciate you listening to the show.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to line 7. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning. How about a 36 Ford?
36 Ford?
No, but thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning. 1953.
Nope. But thank you for calling. What did you think it was in 53?
I think you already hung up.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go to line 7. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, it was 1958 Mercury Cougar.
Nope. You know, but that's a good guess. But that wasn't it.
All right, thanks for trying. Well, the phone lines are open right now if you'd like to call in for a guess. Again, the numbers are 425-5522 or 888-884-0364.
You know, if you're not right, you, at least you can defend your position.
Yeah. Posey was very close. He was just wrong.
He was just wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
All right. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning. I can take a guess on that.
Go right ahead.
A 67 Mercury Cougar.
Now you're getting so close. Yeah, you're close, but that's not
okay. All right. Thanks for trying.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, the phone lines are open again. Numbers are 425-5522 or 888-884-0364. And at the moment, they remain open. And here we go. Now they're lit up. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
I want to guess on that.
Yeah, go right ahead.
1957, I believe, because we bought a 58 and it had them.
57?
Nope, wasn't 57. But thanks.
Chevrolet
now, when you think sequential taillights, that means that they started in the middle, like you put the turn signal on, it started in the middle of the car, and it went to the outside, went blink, 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 blink.
All right, thanks for trying. Let's go to line 7. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
I'll just guess it's a 49 Ford.
49 Ford.
No, but I sure appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Posey was real close, and it was a Ford product, I believe.
He was real close.
Well. Real, real close.
Yep.
He could even call again if he wants to try. Real, real.
Yes.
Because might as well, because I think he stumped everyone else. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
1966 Thunderbird.
1966 Thunderbird?
Real.
No, but you are real, real close, too. Let's see. We got 64, and we got 66, and they're both wrong.
56.
All right.
Did you say 56?
No, he said 66.
Oh, okay.
66. All right. Thanks for trying.
Okay.
Let's go to line 7. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
1955 Mercury.
1955 Mercury?
No, but thanks.
All right. Thanks for trying. Phone lines are back open. Numbers are 425-5522 or 888-884-0364.
It wasn't 64 and it wasn't 66, but it was sure close in there.
Gee, I wonder which one. All right, let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
I'm going to try again. 1961 Mercury Cougar.
61.
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Try one more time.
Let's go to line 7. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
This is another guess. 51 Ford.
51 Ford?
No.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for trying. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
1965 Mercury.
60, yes!
No, it's not right.
Oh, did she say 65?
65 Mercury.
She has half a right.
Okay, wait a minute.
Wait, you didn't ask for them.
Who is this?
You only asked for the year, right?
Yeah,
1965.
Matt is right. We just asked the year, and she's right. It was 1965, but it was a Thunderbird.
Okay. Well.
Who is this?
Who are we speaking with?
Naomi Englert.
Okay, Naomi.
Congratulations, Naomi. You win. You come down there and get it. Okay?
All right, Naomi. Thanks for calling. You can come by and pick up your coffee mug with all of our logos, KTLO, Classic Hits 101.7, and 99.7 The Boot. And just you can come by during the work week and here at the studio on Highway 5 North and pick it up.
All right.
And in Posey's defense, Ford planned it for 64, but they couldn't get it all through, so he was kind of right.
They had it available in 64, but the states wouldn't approve it until 65.
Right.
So we have to defend him. All right, Matt, we better take our next break here.
Yes, we better. All right. We will take a break, and hopefully, I don't think we have another 7-minute song, so you don't have to worry about that. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 25 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
At Custom Heating and Cooling, they provide dependable products and services for all your home heating and cooling needs. With over 40 years of service, they've established themselves as one of Mountain Home's leading HVAC experts. Custom Heating and Cooling sells and installs top quality systems by Train and water furnace geothermal, and they're able to deliver prompt, reliable repairs on systems for most brands. To get the job done right, contact Custom Heating and Cooling today at 425-9498. That's 425-9498.
Gather with your friends to dine, dance, and laugh the night away. It's time for the 2018 Masquerade Ball Lend a Hand fundraiser at 6 p.m. Saturday, February 10th at The Shed. You'll be supporting BRMC's 4 community health education and support houses, Ruck Family Education Center on Aging, Heights Cancer Support House, Repel Diabetes Learning Center, and the Schliemann Center for Women's Health Education. Purchase tickets for $100 by visiting BaxterRegional.org or call 508-1779.
At First Security, our team is proud to be only in Arkansas. In fact, we've been committed to our home state since 1932. Why does that matter? Banking with First Security means that you get friendly service from local professionals right where you live. Decisions are made here, and so are relationships. From personal banking to business to mortgage, First Security is here for you. First Security, only in Arkansas. FSBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Increase your vehicle's performance with Lucas Oil Stabilizer or Fuel Treatment on sale for $9.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Increase oil life, eliminate dry starts, save gas, and reduce wear with a 32-ounce bottle of Lucas Oil Stabilizer or Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
During Aaron's anniversary sale, you're gonna be blown away. Get big lease-to-own savings on an LG 65-inch 4K TV and a Manta laundry pair, bedrooms, living rooms, and so much more. Plus, get 6 months same as cash with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. All month long, come to a participating Aaron's store and get 6 months same as cash. Or visit Aaron's.com during Aaron's anniversary sale. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.